important for this region, this cross-border region. It's about bringing, it's about taking advantage of a new technology, photonics, semiconductors, optics, and taking advantage of that in such a way that we can build a cluster of innovation and research in the axis that links ATU and University of Ulster in Derry, anchored by Seagate, who are embracing this new technology and going into production of photonic semiconductors. We're also supported by Tyndall Technology, which is based in Cork, Tyndall sort of national research, based in Cork, and they are a sort of leading European researcher in photonics. So it's the three research partners of ATU, the Wiser Lab and ATU, that's ourselves, Ulster and Tyndall and Cork, anchored by Seagate. And the idea is that we will build a cluster of innovation, startups, SMEs getting supported in this technology. Now, we have an overall grand plan, which we had put to the Shared Island about 2 years ago for about $65 million. And it was very warmly received, but we didn't get the funding. It was quite a complex proposal. But we have now this foundational funding of $8.5 million from Peace Plus, and that gets us going. It's going to deliver some PhDs, which are very important for innovation, deep research. PhDs will create new ideas and novels and patents and ideas around which you can build startups. We build startups, we bring in, we get new companies and SMEs growing, and we then attract other companies into the area. And the idea is that we'll eventually, you know, in 10 years, have a cluster of innovation, become a center of excellence in this. But more importantly, we're going to be providing jobs in the long term, and high-skill jobs, good value jobs. And and that's the most important thing for this region, this whole Northwest region, which really needs an uplift in the tech technology and the tech startups and the tech industries that we see are clustered around other city areas in the country.
We know Seagate recently announced that it's engaging in an expansion and taking on more people there. I've no doubt that you and others will be looking at that and thinking, right, well, if we can get some good research going, if we can get some good innovation going in the region, we will see Seagate and others expand further within Derry and perhaps also come across the border as well, potentially.
Well, absolutely. Seagate are at the forefront of this. This is a move in their industry. They're moving into this field, and close links with universities is important for industries like that. They need a good supply of students, they need a good supply of academics to work on the cutting edge stuff. So it's a two-way street, and they're obviously positioned well for, you know, they're based in the UK, but they're also working hard and have relationships with research groups in Ireland as well. So, I think it's a possible win-win situation. They were at the launch yesterday. They're very, very important in this, and you know, we're very excited about it. We think it's a long-term project, and as I say, this Peace Plus Fund is really a foundational piece. It's not the full figure. You know, we will have 15 PhDs funded out of this. We will deliver innovation to 21 SMEs in the local region, and we will be involved in a process of strategic engagement, and that's awareness. You know, getting companies to adopt these new technologies. Our background in the Wiser Lab is taking new technologies and delivering actual products and applications to industry. We have a long track record in this, and Ulster similarly have a track record in working with SMEs. Now, we're backed by Tyndall, as I said, with the expertise in photonics, and that gives us the underlying cutting edge that we need to make a breakthrough. But we also are integrated with all the other photonics initiatives in the country, in the north and the south. And really, it falls in line with Ireland's response to the European Chips Act, which is about consolidating semiconductor manufacture in Europe, and to be less reliant on the Chinese supply of chips, which can be vulnerable. So it falls in line with both governments and their aim to bring and consolidate and grow semiconductor manufacturing, but it's a win-win situation. You know, it brings prosperity as well. It'll bring jobs, high-end jobs and high skills, and also the universities will grow out of this and their reputation. ATU is a new university formed by the amalgamation, as you know, of a few institutes of technology. But so it's a potentially a good news story all around for all of us involved.
The North's Economy Minister, Dr. Caoimhe Archibald, said this brings the region closer to creating a global centre of excellence for semiconductor photonics, and that will be located here in the Northwest. You've already indicated that you've got an application in for €65 million through Shared Ireland. That's the sort of vision you want to create. Do you believe that this initial Peace Plus funded programme is going to help you achieve that, and Dr. Archibald's words will come to fruition?
Well, yeah, we're going to need to do a little bit of work, but exactly, we got very good response from both sides of the border around this proposal initially 2 years ago, and we had a large plan. We had a doctoral college of 120 PhD students, significant. We had plans for pilot training lines, and so it was a grand vision, as it were, you know. And as I said, in the government, we got nothing but warm responses, warm words. We didn't actually get any funding, you know. So when we approached the Peace Plus program and put an application in there, it really got us a leg up, you know. And I think what it's down to us to do now is to hit our targets, you know, achieve what we've set out to do, show that we can grow this and get a start and get a foothold in this area. And we get both universities working together, getting high-end research in photonics, supporting Seagate. Then I think it becomes a no-brainer that really the governments will have to look hard and say, listen, we should support this a bit more. Let's grow this.